True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Sue, I had a few extra minutes this morning, so I started going down the Charlie Sheen documentary rabbit hole.
Oh,
my goodness.
I'm not sure I could take it. Is it absorbing? Is it just, you know, so weird?
Oh, it's absorbing. You know, the thing with a lot of these documentaries that I pointed out on Netflix and Max, and some of them are good, you know, they do multiple parts, right? It's like 3-4 parts, and sometimes you get away, you're like, man, that could have been an hour and 15-minute documentary.
Yes.
You didn't need to drag that out. This one, I think, is 2 parts, and my sense is by the end, I'm going to say, I want more!
Wow.
Because we love the train wrecks, right? And, you know, he's pretty compelling because he's just shooting straight and telling the story as he remembers it. One of the things that is fascinating, and I think you brought this up recently, is that you know, he was potentially cast to be in the Ralph Macchio role for,
yes,
the Karate Kid, and his dad talked him out of it. Martin talked him out of it because he had this other commitment to a show and said, look, you gave your word.
Yeah.
But he ended up doing okay because he has that bit part in Ferris Bueller.
Oh,
and
that's
what changed. He was friends with Jennifer Grey. He was even showing up late to the set that day. But I'll get back to more of that because it is pretty interesting. It really is. James Fishback is with us this afternoon. He's been a guest many times on the show. He's founder and executive director of Incubate Debate. How are you, James? Welcome back to the show this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
I so apologize, but you understand the news cycle. We had you scheduled a couple of times to talk about this story that I'm very interested in about the Bureau of Labor Statistics that I think got buried a little bit in all of the news about Charlie last week. But I would be remiss in my duty if I didn't ask you a little bit to reflect on what's happened this past week, especially since, you know, you have focused on, and the way I started getting you on this show is about some of the things that were happening in the world of high school debate, which had gone woke. And here was a guy who was known for debating people civilly in public on a regular basis.
That's exactly right. And I saw Charlie a month ago, and I still can't believe it's real. For all your listeners who know what Charlie stood for, he stood for free speech and open debate, resolving our differences. His campus tour was entitled Prove Me Wrong. He was the only person who really gave the left a real platform to be able to air out their ideas, and then he would calmly, respectfully, logically respond. And it was through that clash of ideas we found that American conservatism was right and right again. And so it's been a tough week, not just for conservatives, but I even think for most Americans. Obviously, there is a a minority of people who want to celebrate and glorify assassination, but they're going to be handled with, and you're seeing them lose their jobs and being held accountable, and that's what should happen.
Yeah, and then there's, you know, there have been things that really have been surprising in a good way to me, you know, with some of the professional sports franchises and you know, musicians and artists taking time, and you could hear the crowd reaction, which, you know, in many situations when politics is brought up, there's boos, and maybe there were some boos, but it's, I even saw just a slate that went up on Fox here as I was welcoming you in, that Jamie Lee Curtis, who's no conservative, but made some very emotional statements that were appropriate, not inappropriate, about the death of Charlie. So, you know, the reaction and all of the aftermath of this is still to be determined. We found out a lot more information about the shooter today. But really, James, how do you feel it really affects the younger voting base, which, again, there were a lot of people, younger people. I think we all have figured out that there were a lot more of these younger people that were big fans, not just, you know, casual fans of Charlie Kirk, but really, really loyal to him. And that's a movement that can't go away, but who kind of takes on the mantle now?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I think all of us do. I think all of us have an awesome responsibility to hold our own, to defend our views, but to do it in a respectful, factual, and logical way. And so when you say, well, who's going to replace Charlie Kirk, I think everyone listening to Mark Reardon right now has an opportunity to do that, right? So when Donald Trump comes up at the dinner table, or abortion or affirmative action comes up at the water cooler, we have an opportunity and an obligation, I think, to honor Charlie and to say, look, how can I respond? How can I give people the benefit of the doubt? How can I be curious? And how can I use debate as a means to persuade? And that's what I think we'll be able to do in honoring Charlie's legacy.
Yeah, very well stated. James Fishback is with me this afternoon. All right, so let's go to this. This is a pretty significant economic story about the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And a week ago, you know, and again, it got kind of eclipsed by a lot of things that were happening in the news cycle. But we saw that the BLS had to admit that there were 911,000 jobs, almost a million jobs, that Joe Biden and his administration claimed to have created that were never created at all. I mean, we see government numbers that are off and we see revisions all the time, but these are some pretty big revisions, aren't they?
They're massive. I mean, just to give you an idea, there were 950,000 jobs created in actuality, and the government said there was 1.8 million. They overstated it by nearly double, by nearly 100%. This is not an error rate of 1 to 3%. It's an error rate of 100%. And so for anybody at home who was called a tinfoil conspiracy theorist for saying the government cooked the books under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's watch, Once again, we've been proven right. The BLS was forced to admit that job creation in 2024 was half of what they told us it was. Imagine President Trump won the historic victory he did with the cooked books from Biden. Imagine how much of a bigger victory, Mark, it would have been had we had actually had some economic sense. But I think it confirmed what many of your listeners know to be true, that the Bidenomics was really a scam. It was a hoax. And this idea that it was the economy stupid, yeah, we believe that. But what we were told by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was, no, you're stupid. The economy's perfect. If you try to question the numbers, it turns out we were right again.
So here's the line in the aftermath of this report from All Things Considered on the now defunded, you know, National Public Radio. Last month, he, the president, fired the previous BLS head after a weaker than expected jobs report claiming, without evidence, that the agency was manipulating the numbers to make the economy under his term look bad. Well, it certainly looks like the claims had some evidence at this point, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think at the end of the day, you have to look at a very, very simple thing. If you were missing the jobs numbers by 100%, Mark, if you said that there were five apples, and it turns out there were only two apples, you deserve to be fired as an apple farmer. If I said there were two Pringles and there was actually five Pringles, I deserve to be fired as a Pringles manufacturer. It's no different whether you're in agriculture, whether you're a white-collar or blue-collar worker. Why do federal bureaucrats think they can overstate the job numbers, which inform everything from the stock market to company planning, etc., and not be held accountable? President Trump has made clear that no one can escape accountability, and we need a BLS commissioner, and I believe that to be EJ Antoni, who's now set to replace right. The Biden commissioner. He'll be Senate confirmed hopefully here in the next month or so to deliver some real clarity and accuracy to an organization known as the BLS.
I mean, you go across the board here, whether it's the CDC, other government entities, or here with the BLS. I mean, the lack of trust issue certainly is not being reinforced in a positive direction, heading the other way. We're only losing more trust in these institutions.
That's exactly right. This is the latest domino to fall. Obviously, we've seen it before with the CDC, obviously most recently with them trying to undermine and collude against Secretary Kennedy. But at the end of the day, this is a validation of many things. It's a validation that the president was right when he said in 2024 that the Biden economy is not as strong as the so-called experts and statisticians had said. And second, it is an indictment of the government statistician complex. Don't believe what you hear. Remember the 100% accuracy in the Pfizer mRNA vaccine? Very, very similar to the 100% overstatement in the jobs numbers in 2024.
What do you think this means then for the overall economy? If you go back, you know, I spent a little time on this last week because I'll put myself in slightly the panicking department, because when the stock market starts to unwind, we all think about our 401ks and what's going to happen. But I even told a friend of mine in March, and I put this day on the calendar for September 12th. It was March 12th. I said, let's take a look at this in 6 months and where we are. And of course, the Dow was at 41,000 on March 12th. On last Friday, it was at 46 almost. And I haven't checked where it is today. But the point is, there were a lot of people that were predicting at the time we're going to head into a recession. A lot of experts, right? There are some economic warning signs out there. I wouldn't deny that. But where do you think that this story kind of plays in the bigger picture of where the economy is?
Well, I think the economy is in great shape. And the truth is that when you think about what has happened in just the past 8 months, the president has brought in $12 trillion of new investment. The jobs numbers that you see every single month don't tell the full picture. You got to pop open the hood. When you pop open the hood, you find that when you deport a million people and when you self-deport a million more, that people who have jobs, according to the government economic figures, are going to lose those jobs. They're going to show up as layoffs. And so, yes, there's going to be a degree of layoffs associated with self-deportation, mass deportation, and the fact that we had upwards of 200,000 people coming into the country every month under Biden, and yep. We don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
So what we've seen since the president took office is 2.5 million American-born, native-born workers now have jobs today than they did on January 20th. That is a massive coup. We saw the retail sales numbers this morning as well. They were three times higher than the Wall Street expert consensus. the jobs numbers have to be understood in the broader context. And the broader context is this economy is firing on all cylinders, and it's still very early. Let's not forget, the big, beautiful bill was just passed into law a little more than 2 months ago. We have a ton of runway, and the golden age is here.
James Fishbeck, always great to have you on. Outstanding. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great week.
You as well. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.